So far, the roughly $7.5 million is set to be divided up in three tiers. Direct family of the victims will get the largest part of donations, all the same amount. Then people who were treated for physical injuries will each receive the same amount of money. And lastly, people with psychological trauma can apply for some of the funds. But the steering committee is already factoring some PTSD into their protocol.
Those students and faculty who were in the 1200 building where the shootings occurred would be presumed to have had emotional distress and mental anguish, and that they would receive funds automatically.
That's former U.S. Senator George Lemieux. He chairs the committee that's figuring out how the funds will get split up. The first two town halls about the victims' fund were held in Davie, more than 20 miles from Parkland. Lemieux says the committee was worried about large crowds, but a third and final meeting will be in Coral Springs.
The thought we had was we want to make sure that everybody who wants to talk to us and give us input about how these funds should be distributed has the chance.
The plan is for the funds to start being dispersed sometime in July. I'm Katie Spitalski in Fort Lauderdale.